Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you listen to me. Thanks for listening to me, because, you know, you're listening. All right, so, this ADHD and autism thing, it's really getting on me. I mean, it's exhausting. I'm trying to keep up with all this stuff, and I'm trying to record all of these things in one go, but you know what? I still have to make the scripts. So I kind of like doing things when it just comes fresh in my mind, and I can just be like, yeah, I'm gonna do it right then. Even though it's detrimental, because then I forget to post it sometimes. I have, like, hundreds of episodes that are just, like, saved in my voice recorder. It is what it is. But I've discovered System.io. Awesome! I was exhausted going from website to website, MailChimp, ConvertKit, Namecheap, Ionas, Shopify, PayHip, oh my god, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Going to Canva, Kittle, Midjourney, Night Cafe, Lord have mercy. The website's just, I had like thousands of tabs open on my Chromebook. It was just disgusting. I couldn't believe it. It was like, yay, my brain is doing all of these things, but my brain is doing all of these things. That's when the, you know, I'm not hyperactive at all. So I get... So I'm like, I can think of all these things. They all come at me in once, and it's nice that I can open the tab, type it in so I don't forget it, even though I really need to get in the habit of just writing it down on a notebook. But then I write it down and then I forget about it because it's like once it's out of my head, it's gone. I forget to look back. I'm learning how to look back. But System.io is a lifesaver. I'm going to be paying to migrate everything over there, and that way it'll be easier for me to have my blog show up on there, and I can just log in there, do a quick blog post, operate my store on there, upload my files, everything in one place. I swear, it's like this year has been a godsend. It's like it was meant to be. I've got everything I need. I have a system with building a second brain, because like I said, I've needed a second brain for God knows how long. And simply telling me how to navigate this digital era we live in without losing all of my thousands of notebooks. I mean, Jesus, bullet journaling was a godsend. But interstitial, yeah, that's a word I'm not going to be able to say. My mouth just doesn't contort that way. It's helping me. By allowing me to focus on what I'm going to do while I'm switching tasks, instead of just switching tasks and then mid-switch I'm thinking about something else. I haven't been intentional about switching my tasks, and it's really helpful. And I'm excited for this new year. I really am. I'm very excited to put the system in place. And yesterday, while doing my self-improvement searches, I discovered a YouTube episode of The Diary of a CEO with Will.i.am, and he apparently, Will.i.am, launched an app that it's like the best of all the things that I love about messaging. I own my information. It's mine. I get all the keys. Nobody else has the keys. It's like Bitcoin and Ethereum had a message chat baby, and I just love it. But of course, I was thinking about this a long time ago, and I was just waiting for something like this to occur. And of course, Will.i.am, the ADHD god that he is, made it a reality. I bow down to you, sir. You are the man. Thank you. It is awesome. Search his new messaging app, FYI.FYI, and you will be astonished. It's like... Discord is too much. I don't like it. Slack is just ridiculous. What is all of that? FYI is exactly what I needed. The tool that I needed. And of course it would take somebody with ADHD to come up with a tool that's just like perfect for somebody like me. It's like our brains were in a mind meld and he made all of the correct things that I needed. And it's only going to get better because he's a perfectionist. Well, he's not a perfectionist, but he is truly a creator that knows exactly what needs to get done, because he's basically making it for himself, as I have done with most of my things, and then positioned it so that it could help others like him. Because although we are individuals, we are not all that unique. The only thing is unique about us is our own individual perspective. Nobody can ever see the world through our eyes. Our view is the only thing that is 100% our own. But the way that we exchange information, our views, our inherent views, policies, values, principles, they can be shared. And that's about it. That's where we come in similarly. And of course, obviously, thousands of people wouldn't be using one app if they didn't agree with the workflow. So, I mean, there are archetypes of people, but I say again, the things that I see in my eyes, you will never see. And some of the things that I've seen, I hope nobody ever sees. So, I can't believe it. System.io, building a second brain, and FYI.FYI. And ChatGPT. Oh my God. Without ChatGPT, I think my brain would just explode because I have so many thoughts in my head. Words get jumbled and I don't know how to articulate them in a manner that other people can understand. But I know the information, in my view, is inherent to propel society forward. And just like with getting things done, we need clarity after we capture. And just like with the code, we need to distill and express after we've organized everything. And it is awesome to finally have a way to organize things in a manner that I can express them. Because even though I can organize things top to bottom, have 20,000 folders, if I have a typo and I think that I named something something, I can't search it. Anyway, it's just all the tools that I need to create are being presented. And so while a lot of people, like myself, think ADHD and autism are labels that make people look at you in pity, I didn't grow up in a way that having those things were detrimental. They were always gifts. They will always be gifts because I know that I don't think the way other people do, and your perspective will never be anywhere close to mine. And if I can help others view the world in a different way that helps things progress and improve, then hey, that means that we're on the right track. That's what we need in this world. We need change. Clearly, the system we have is just untenable. And I'm not even going to talk about the racism that I think is a joke, because I'm not going to say it doesn't exist, but Jesus, come on now. Interracial babies. We've got interracial babies, and we all go to school and work together. But yeah, there's still some people that are holding out on the bad parts. And I'm not going to deny that, but it's not as bad as, well, it's not as widespread as a lot of people think. But we're not going to go there. It's just, we need to focus on the positives and not be overrun by fear. And I'm happy that this year I have the systems necessary to articulate and express myself in a way to get that message out there. So I can't wait. I'm excited. If nobody's told you they love you today, I love you. Stay blessed.